Hello, I'm Nant, CEO of Corporate Wellness Group and specialist in workplace wellness and changing corporate culture. Now, here's a bit of a sleep tip, especially for what's happening at the moment in the world. We must be off devices at least half an hour before bed. We must have a routine that supports us before bed, and we must make sure that we do some activity before bed that increases our peacefulness, our joy, our calm, anything that's going to be supportive and conducive to a really good sleep. So if you already know the news, you don't need to keep scrolling through Facebook or any social media platform or watch the news another five times on the same story. Really important that we notice how we're feeling before bed. Are we getting anxious, fearful? Are we getting frustrated, angry, annoyed? Really important that we create that space to have the emotions that we want that are going to be conducive and supportive of a positive sleep. Now, it's really, really important that we get qualified advice. And I have said this before, that we don't look on Facebook and start scrolling through, see an interesting post, see a few comments and get really involved reading the comments and then become fearful because someone said this and someone you know said this and what if that's true? It's incredibly important that we take control of our mind, our emotions and where we are in our own space. Incredibly important that we give ourselves that opportunity to create that space and to create the world that we do want to live in. So it's really important, please, you've really got to find that half an hour before bed. Read, listen to music, meditate, play with your animals. Just sit and be. Sit in silence. Speak to your partner. Speak to those you live with. If you live alone, then create joy in another way or peace in another way for yourself. When was the last time you just lay there and let yourself be bored? Let yourself use your imagination in a positive way and just let yourself be. So it's really important that we give ourselves an opportunity to create a different state, different emotions, different feelings before bed. Making sure that we have a routine that supports going to sleep. A routine that says it's time for bed to our body. A routine that lets our mind know it's time to unwind now. So we don't want to be getting straight off our phone, lying in bed, we're on our phone, we put our phone down, we've just been looking at the phone and everything on it, and then we expect our body to go to sleep. That's not a very fair compromise for our body. So please make sure you've got a routine. Please make sure that you support your environment that's positive and conducive to a healthy sleep. And please make sure you encourage some stillness, some peace, some calm. Making sure that you're not getting involved with conversations on social media that are not qualified. Making sure that you're not reading and seeing the same stories over and over. Making sure that you're not watching a fearful police show right before bed. You're not watching an action film that gets you really anxious and uptight and energized. Watch that until half an hour before bed. And then spend that time making sure your routine is supportive and conducive to a healthy sleep. Half an hour is the minimum time. Longer than that would be great. And at the moment, there's even more opportunity to spend longer doing that. Often I'll say half an hour because people get home late, then they have dinner and they feel they need to unwind, etc., watch some TV. Perhaps finish up some work when they come home. And we usually do have some reasonable time constraints that we need to work around. At the moment, many of us, not all, but many of us have a little bit more flexibility with time. So what we want to do is really make sure that we're using this time, utilizing it for our best ability right now, for our best use right now. So making sure that even better, an hour before bed, we spend listening to music, we spend reading, we spend talking and connecting with our loved ones, making sure that we're really allowing ourselves the space to unwind, give our body a chance to realize it's time for bed, and making sure that we've got that place that we can create a really healthy sleep. I hope that helps, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now.